A front loader swings its arm down, crushing a section of the 10-foot-high fence as a crowd on the New Haven side cheers. The 1,500-foot-long fence was built in the 1950s and 60s when there were concerns about crime at a massive public housing project on the New Haven side. New Haven Mayor Tony Harp says that time is over.
I think there was concern that if this were like the old-fashioned public housing projects that were made in the 40s, that this would be a problem, but that's not what it is anymore.
The city has now torn down those old projects and replaced them with a brand new community. It looks like the suburbs, arching blocks of single and multifamily townhouses with front porches, lawns, and a community center. Juanita Hutchings moved in with her child last year. She says the people on the other side of the fence don't understand what it's like now.
Like everybody keeps saying, this is projects. These are not projects. These are community houses.
Hutchings sees a possibility for connecting the communities.
And everybody gets to walk around and have fun and get to meet new people. And they get to see that it's not a whole bunch of crime over here.
Hamden resident Chris O'Keefe says it's not what the houses look like that makes the difference.
If they're moving in the same type of people into the community, I don't think that it's going to change any issues. I think the issues will be the same.
Tom Baginski lives in Hamden, two houses in from the fence, and he says he's worried about traffic.
As you can tell, it's nice and quiet over here now. That's one of the reasons why I moved over here.
New Haven is planning on adding three new roads through, and Hamden officials say they haven't yet seen the traffic studies necessary to approve them. Baginski's also skeptical there's been a lasting change in the community on the other side.
It's like any other place, Section 8 housing that you build. It's beautiful when they first build it, but how long is it going to take before it goes downhill, you know?
The economic dividing line here is actually not one of the starkest in a state with one of the widest income disparities in the country. The most recent census figures show median family income on the New Haven side was around $33,000, and it was about $70,000 on the Hamden side. But few places have anything as symbolically and literally divisive as the fence. Hamden fought to keep the fence up for years, and public meetings on the subject have been heated.
You're jeopardizing every single person in this entire room's life.
The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and the U.S. Attorney's Office got involved, and Hamden was at risk of losing federal community development funds. Ultimately, the city of New Haven figured out the fence was actually on its property and said it was just going to go ahead with the removal. Scott Jackson, the first black mayor of Hamden, doesn't seem comfortable as a champion for the fence.
I see it as representative of the incredible distinction given to invisible lines all over the place in ways, particularly here in the state of Connecticut, that don't make any sense to me. I see it as something that many of the neighbors thought was required for their peace of mind, but that was yesterday. So mostly I don't look backward. Mostly I look forward.
Jackson's looking forward by considering other ways to ensure safety and security for residents in his town, like establishing a joint police substation in the area and increasing community policing. He says the two communities are going to have to work together, but
I think there's some, no pun intended, some fence mending that needs to happen.
For now, the tearing down of the fence is really just a symbolic gesture. It's still a construction zone on the New Haven side, so the city quickly put up another fence to keep people out. But New Haven's mayor says they plan to continue the fence's removal later this month. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.